so it hit everything. The people just couldn't sell anything. We had the dairy farm down there, and the dairies wouldn't take the milk. They'd only take so much. They had quarters.
And that's because people were buying.
See, but they tell you, well, we can only take so much, but we can take the rest at surplus. They could take it, but they'd only pay about 2 cents or 3 cents. My father said, you're not getting my milk. Beta says, you take so much, and the rest of it, I'm going to feed the pigs with it.
So there was less of an incentive for farmers to farm and stuff, and people were
they got by the skin of the teeth. A lot of them went out.
But there were still some people who would have money that came down here.
Well, that helped out a lot. A lot of people get work, take care of their houses.
What about the mills? Were the mills up in the northern part still running then? The north part of town? Mm-hmm. Were they hit bad? I imagine they were hit bad.
Traffic shows the Westport Manufacturing Company traffic. And Lewis's. They were the ones that owned that big stone mansion they were talking about that month.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, they had quite a setup up there. You see, they had these, they owned the stores, they owned the gas station, they owned the houses. So the people were leaving all their money right there, and they were doing beautiful. See, they paid the people the money, get it all back, get it.
Right. But this was all around Westport factory?
Yeah.
What finally happened to that? Did that just go out?
Well, the Westport manufacturing went broke, and that place closed for quite a while. So they had the two mills there, the one that near Lincoln Park, the boat shop is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the little one was the boat manufacturing company.
Oh, right. Okay. Then they owned the houses like on Ford Road, the one up to 177.
And then down Peter Road.
Uh-huh.
Behind the park there.
Right.
They had a little over there.
Did
Lawson
from Westport work in the mills, or was it?
There is a trip for people who are supposed to work in the mills in the back of the border, that's what cotton mills.
What other kinds of things was it mainly farming, fishing, and mills? Was that the biggest?
Yeah, it was very little biggest. Still much bigger.
In that respect, you haven't seen that much growth, because you certainly aren't any big investments.
Well, growth in houses. What's
the effect of something like SMU had on Westport, or don't you think? Being there in terms of,
well, I don't think that being people in helps the town.
Because
I said it's a terrific cost, and yet, like now, right now, we've got a problem with sewage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And schools, the roads. I might be selfish, but I hate to see it. So. Why, well, one thing is this river. I love that river.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone being up too many years, and it's so cold. I didn't even get the shelter.
I guess Lincoln Park is lately finally putting a sewage treatment plant, and I thought he said it was really, it's a very good plant, so it's going to be really important to them. There are other things to you obviously, I assume, like Westport, you've lived here all your life and chose to do that, so. Could you talk a little about the life in Westport, what kind of life it offers?
Well, life is all right. I mean, anybody wants adventure, there's a thing to take place for them, but I've never been.
Is it always been quiet? I mean, it seems really quiet.
Yeah, and I like it that way.
Why did you join the highway department instead of like farming?
Well, I always liked farming, but when they, down there on the farm where we were, see, there were five of us boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't feel like taking over the farm and having the responsibilities and having all of them.
They
didn't like farming, the rest of them didn't like farming.
The farm's no longer there,
it's there. I still got a burden of shit.
Oh, that's good.
That's all they don't do. They look farm up, let the land out, some of the farm.
Is Westport a good employer, market for the town, or is it?
It is now. Before, it was awful, but in this place.
A lot of people, town meetings here, when they can come, I guess they're talking about this effect of, salary kind of.
Well.
Oh,
yes, it is. It's hard for the town, but the wages, I mean, a small town like this, where they haven't got much money to work with, to pay big wages, but on the other hand, how can a person live? Somebody's gotta do that work. And if the prices keep going up, you better have money. We tried to get more money, and they just wouldn't listen to us. You go to the finance board and, ask for money, and they'd say, well, schools cost money. I told them, I said, what, are we supposed to support schools alone? Because the teachers kept getting raises, the firemen kept getting raises, the police kept getting raises. Paying us peanuts. I don't think any of us wanted the union. But we had to. We had to in order to live.
And the union acts as a bargaining agent in the town and a political force. What kind of work do you do for highway department?
Well, we gotta build the roads and maintain them. I'm a truck driver. I'm the guy that, you get all kinds of work, you get cotton wood, paint wood.
Do you have to go out on those cold winter nights and?
I don't anymore. I don't anymore.
But, yeah, you're, that's another thing. I would guess that this winter, I've only lived for a few years, and this winter seems especially a lot more snow than I expected.
We get a lot of ice, sleet, kind of, a lot of.
When you were younger, was it colder, or had the weather changed, had driven it into?
Oh, yeah, it was much colder. No snow.
Because I was gonna say, this year we just had a lot, but today and before that, it never changed, it was like, kind of, it was cold.
But you said once that you had snow down the pond, and you said stone walls.
Right.
Really?
You acquainted with the Horsnick Road?
Yeah.
Where, Shapiro's Farm and Betancourt's Farm?
Yeah, and then the general.
Well, that long wall there, north of Shapiro's Barn, that snow was right over the top of that wall, right across. There must have been 9 feet, 9 and a half, 10 feet of snow.
Wow.
And Sodom Road.
Yeah.
We shoveled that out by hand.
You're kidding. That's a long way to shovel.
It was high, the snow was high.
Gee. That's got a nice view from up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a high spot. I can't venture out to do this.
I have a question. Is White Oak Run, is that a town, is that in Westport, is that in Dartmouth, White Oak? Well, because I noticed it's not finished.
Westport maintains it, huh?
It's not finished, though.
It's, they wanted the tower at one time, and people got up and down, and said, you know, we'll get left, don't get over here left, we'd like to see it up to the woods. It'll get tired finally, though, I mean.
At town meeting this year, we accepted a petty pipe line, I guess, or petty line pipe.
Petty pipe.
Right over the old place. Will you be working on that?
Yeah.
Did you have children that grew up in North, right where you were? And did you go to school soon?
He was born in Brooklyn.
Was it a good place for children?
I think so. Of course, the only limitation, which is, I think any parents find in Westport, that you have to drive a car and take the children all over the place. They get a job, they have, you know, when they're young, like David had a job. Have to drive and be here and everywhere. But I don't think children are, I think children are quite happy. We had a lot of children in this village now, a lot of them. And they really have a good time helping. They would ride their bicycles and that, things to do right around home. There's not too much demand, you know.
Is the river fairly accessible around this area, or is it mostly private? I mean, so if the kids live on the river, they have a chance to use that?
Yes, a lot of them have, you know, like right of ways down to the water, but it's mostly all private. There's no town landing as such. house so the children go down.
Go on Market Street.
Right, I was gonna say the one.
Head of Westport.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, there was Dave took swimming lessons, he just got on his bicycle and off there, you know, and things like that. I think it's a good place for kids to be, you know.
I keep a boat down the shore here, but it's because the neighbors are good to me, so they don't have to.
Right. When you were growing up, like, was a problem back to the river, I mean, do people have?
Or you go for down anybody's property, they never say what.
And that was probably because it's smaller and also people moving. Was there any period that all of a sudden property became really valuable and people started buying it up near the river? When did that happen? Possibly.
Well, I'd say it was 30, 40.
After the crisis was coming out. So that's one thing that I imagine land values seem to go up incredibly. Do you think you sort of said that you're not, or anything you're not to please, is the rate and life in the people. Do you think there's any way the town can really slow down growth or,
They're trying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But making things harder, making the lots bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the growth will be down this area of town? So far, it really hasn't been down the section of the south of 77.
Oh, not too much. No, I mean, not as much as it has been on hand.
But you take Sodomville, Sodomville is always so long, but they're just playing wood, and now it's actually a village of its own. And then it goes off and down.
It's not enough to develop an hour, but then it's hard to do.
Was it really wooded in the field, or was it mainly up in the field?
Well, I don't think they cleared that much.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of it's gone back to where it was.
Oh, that's interesting. Because it's not formed anymore.
That's right. Went down this hill.
Mm-hmm.
Went down the hill, started
right.
Up. Big farm, sure. That one right at the bottom of the hill, but
yeah.
On that side of the road, it's going to make a bend.
Predominantly farmland, there was very few, I mean, if there were houses, they were farmhouses or connected to farms. Because today, good growth seems to be.
See, right. Right at the bottom of the hill, there used to be three ponds, three ice houses there.
Oh, really? Just down here on this road?
Down the hill, they call it.
Oh, where is that?
When you're going up from Westport Point.
Yeah.
You go up the main road.
Yeah.
You go down that long hill.
Oh, right.
When you get to the bottom of it and you make that sharp bend,
mm-hmm.
When you look on that side, you see a big low, and you see there used to be some ponds there. There's some dice there. There's
the kids skate a lot in the
sand, or? It's hard to
make.
How
about ice? Was it ice boat race?
Well, I don't think they ever had any races down here that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Ice hockey. Well, no, there was teams, but I mean, they were just those put together themselves.
Mm-hmm. After working at I guess there really haven't been, the kids did things like, holding up a bottle, they probably drooled, but nothing that was that unique, so probably swimming in the beach.
Well, I think at the time then, that the young folks, the children had more to do. I mean, the farms. They all had their chores to do, and they just didn't have the time to get out and get into trouble like they have today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the children say, what are we going to do if we have nothing to do?
Did the farm hire children, not children, but young people?
Oh, yeah.
You could get a job to work on farms.
There's no money here. That's $1 a day. That's 50 cents a day, so.
Right. But, I mean, there was a chance to do that and do that
myself. The potato farm, the potato farm, there used to be the chairman of Well, Sambo used to be the chairman of the Board of Welfare here in town. And he used to get people to go out and men, where they're working on his potato farm in the summertime for peanuts. And tell them, well, if you don't work, they'll shut you off.
Was there, was that a common practice that was just continuous and progressive?
I don't know. It seems so they all did it. You see, labor then didn't have no power at all either. You either worked or you stopped, though, yeah.
What, I know there's parts of the mill over in Isle Silver or Gray's mill. Were there any other mills this month on the plan when you were there?
There was one on the Cranmer Road.
Okay.
One up there. Be all over town. There used to be one right over here on Bristol, on Crystal Plus.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be one there. There used to be one at the Westport. There used to be one at Westport Factory. There's another one, Smith Mills, and Dartmouth. They were all over here.
I was just going
to
ask, where was the one that
did the Westport? There used to be one down in the back of Oscar Thomas. Back in the report this month.
Where was it at the head?
Up the back of Hoppy's house somewhere.
How long?
The book in the back there.
Below the low fourth town, I think?
Yeah, somewhere along up there between the street that Greenland made. Back of Hopkins is going to be here.
He's talking about Primrose Lane, Green Road, and close
and,
to County Road.
Right.
Across on Ferry's Farm, there's the sawmill and the fish mill there.
Oh, that's
the one. There's a pond that, you know, he has his, where he has a big feeder. You know, that low around the back, that used to be a lake. It's plugged up in the book. But, you know, you see some old foundations. When you notice when you come by Ferry's on that side of the road, there's some other foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Did you, when you were little, you lived near the point, did you go a lot up to the different parts of town? Or did you just occasionally go through the river? What kind of relationship did you have to the rest of the West?
Well, before we had a car, I never did see the other end of town.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to Fall River once in a while with my father, start out in the morning. Well, he used to start off maybe 7 o'clock in the morning and get back, maybe he'd do his shop and get back, maybe about 9 to 10 o'clock at night.
And we would go essentially over to Little Compton and up, or?
No, he used to go most, sometimes he used to go that way. Most of the time he used to go up here, the head of Westport to Gifford Road.
Mm-hmm.
Gifford Road and the old Bedford Road.
Oh,
that's where he used to be the main.
Oh, I see. Was 177
very,
was that a big main
thoroughfare? No, 177 was the main
thoroughfare. Oh,
shit.
Were you alive when that was put in?
177, I worked on it.
Oh, I guess it worked. Was it just farm? Was it taken over by the state, by Eastman?
Where?
What
has
been the big East West over
there? The government did most of that.
Oh, I see. Was Route 6 then pretty big?
I remember Route 6 being put in.
So, imagine just.
So Lincoln Park, the Fall River. I don't remember the part from Lincoln Park in the Bedford. I don't remember. But Fall River, all there was a wagon trip and then the car, streetcar line. There was no road there, just streetcar line.
Wow, I didn't realize it was like that. So people didn't really have much of an east-west. You had to
but
go.
This was the main road that goes through the head. That was the east-west road. Old
County.
Old County was this. That was the road from Newport to Cape Cod.
What would happen when it got over to the high school, the center where the high school is today? In
Well, there used to be an old road down there where 177 is. From there, from Stanford Road the other way, there used to be a little stretch with just wide enough for one car.
Really?
You know what Narrow Avenue is?
Yeah.
Off of Sodom Road, but that's what that road looked like.
Oh, that is in
all the way down to, all the way down to the end of...
Down to Tiverton?
Yeah. Or 77, when 177 meets 77.
What, do you know why those are two, why 170, is there any relationship with the fact that one is...
There's two different highways.
Yeah, it's just one, it's really funny to have 177 meet 77, I just wonder if there's any reason.
177 runs from Lincoln Park, in Westport here, down through to that corner down there. And the other one comes down, runs south, north and south, that's another highway. So 177 ends right there.
I'm just wondering why they got that number.
It changes to 77.
But Route 6 then was just like a sort of trolley line, and then they finally put the road in. Did, when you, then you would drive into, you would just take your car and take the trolley into?
Well, a lot of people here would, they wanted to go to the town in New Bedford, the Fall River, they would take the stage, the mailman.
Stage?
Used to rent a stage.
A real stagecoach, or?
Well, they started with horses and wagon, yeah.
From the point, from the door?
And then they changed their cars. And, I think the Lewis's at one time, they had a way of a stage, at the point.
Would the stage sort of stop at like...
Lewis's owned the Westport manufacturing.
Right. Would the stage sometimes stop at Central Village and it had to pick up sort of this main population center? I assume that's where the main population...
And they could go to Lincoln Park and then take the trolley car either for the river, or they could go to Providence, or push to Wood Island.
All on the trolley?
All on the trolley.
That's amazing.
And they just go from Fall River to the old Slakesbury Bridge.
Okay.
It used to set between Brighton Street Bridge.
Oh, I see. And I would take that...
You know where North Main Street's in Fall River?
Yeah, right.
Cross, you come down Pleasant Avenue, cross North Main Street, go right to the end. You should take a right.
Oh.
And then there'd be a left. The Slakesbury Bridge used to be there. And cars would go in the bottom and the trolley line was up all overhead.
Then you could go really quite a distance from once you got up to Lincoln Park area.
Yeah, you could go to Newport, you could go to Bristol, you could go to Providence.
Newport, how would you get across to, you cross then up the Fall River to, how would you get onto the island that you were on? Who would you cross to?
The Stone Bridge.
Oh, oh, I see, there was a bridge there. Where there is today.
What's that big restaurant? The Stone Bridge.
Isn't that one called Stone Bridge?
Yeah, this is
Stone Bridge Inn.
Yeah.
Just as you go by the Stone Bridge Inn, you should take a left and you should be a bridge there. That's the, that was the main road that was the first time.
Did the people from Westport do a lot of traveling, or was it just a check? I mean, was it a place where people just go through from like Newport to New Bedford? There wasn't a too much.
Well, the only traction we had here was Lincoln Park and the beach. See, the railroad company, the Union Street Railway, used to own Lincoln Park.
I can't find it, they used to build them at
you know, on the back end of the park, there's a big building that's there.
Yeah.
Right, on the north end of the parking lot, there used to be the car park.
Oh.
That's what it used to be.
It's just incredible though, it just seems that Westport's roads tend to go north and south, when you look the way and shape of the town, but just to find out what's in the second is fairly young and sick.
I think it's about 12 or 14 miles from Hudson. The fall of the line on the road and live on the blocks of
land. Probably because they say the first road is what, 9 miles long from the point down to the head.
When does the road turn around? Does the train think that cross, I mean, comes down and turns and then goes down. Is that just the way it was?
Huh?
It's a really strange road. Of course, when you were growing up, Perth Road wasn't divided the way it is with 88. That's one thing I have a hard time imagining was Perth or 88.
I was going to school when they taught Perth Road. I remember that dirt road.
Oh, really?
The only road that was taught down the center of town was the main road. The corner road was all dirt. Perth Road was all dirt.
When do they begin to put tar, you know, tar in the town? And it was probably when they get more cars and stuff coming in. Do you have anything sort of like to, you know, anything you sort of have feeling strong feelings about Westport or this past year?
Well, I don't think I'd want to live anywhere else. If I've been here all these years, I think I should stay right here.
Have you done a lot of traveling outside of the area?
Well, not too much. I was away for a while with the CC camp and in the army. Went off to work one time out. Just shot down on this group.
Did you ever think when you were younger?
Well, one time I thought I'd like to be a forester. I went to CC and I had a chance to go to school. My father was in his dying bed at the time. I wanted to try to get the farm back on the pan basis before he died.
Was that part of the depression? One of the things that the exhibit's kind of focusing on, well, the subtitle of the exhibit is Farming, Fishing, and Family Life, or something like that. I don't quite know the order of the words. But we really felt that those three things were defined was what they're about. That's one of the things we felt were other things that really did.
Well, actually, they didn't want anything. They kept the business. They drove the business away from here for years and years and years. They didn't want it.
Was that a conscious thing? People liked the rural atmosphere, or was it that people didn't really think about it? Or?
Well, they thought about it, they just didn't want it. They wanted to stay small business. But I can see their point, because they were happy the way they were, and they didn't want to pay more taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I went to town to a hearing, town hall, and they had a recess. This man saying, well, I'm going to fix this town, I'll teach him how to live. No, it's not anything. So I told him, I says, you ever stop and realize that people have this town this way because they want it that way? Because if they wanted to grow, they'd have done it years ago.
Mm-hmm. Were there chances, would you think it could have grown more if people had done things?
Well, if they'd have developed a water system years ago, there'd have been business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that helped back more than anything.
That and
then that goes on the village. They've had a chance for big manufacturing to come, especially along Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They want it. And the water and the rain, they just renew it.
I'm sorry, I really haven't talked to you that much.
Well, I always felt that he was the one that this was his hometown, so he's the one could answer most of the questions or talk about it. You know, when I came to Westport Point, I used to like was to walk down Westport Point. I still think it's one of the prettiest places around down the point.
Yeah.
But where Mrs. Richards was now, there was an old yellow house that used to stand right on the sidewalk. I don't know where that house.
Right on the sidewalk,
you know, it was an old two-story house. They took it down when they built Richard's house, didn't they? When they moved it, whichever. No, they took it down. And I used to like to walk down the corner, you know. I still feel that it was a nice place to be.
But it was interesting to say about being so many people used to be out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. People would come down in the summer. I don't know, they didn't think of jumping into a car and just driving down the point. They'd get out and people walk down the point, the boats would come in, and they'd just sort of walk around the dock. Lisa's store, the Lisa used to be the fish market then, and that was always a busy place. She used to have clothes and all sorts of stuff in there.
Yeah.
I know people just like to walk around and enjoy themselves, but people People are down to the point of some kind of that.
People don't
walk
socialize.
Is so quiet, and they don't, people are friendly,
socialize
there, right? Too.
What's interesting, do you think it was partly because it was smaller and people knew each other?
Yeah, I think at one time everybody knew everybody, just like St. John's Church up in Central Building that we belonged to. We used to know everybody there, there were two masses, you know.
How many times I walked the church from Westport Point up there to St. John's?
No kidding, that must be a long walk.
4 miles. 8 miles up and back.
Huh. What was the parish hall originally used then? Was
town
it
hall.
Town hall? Was that the one that was built way back in the 1700s, 1790s? And then when they built the new one, was Stillingfield built the new town hall, didn't it? Good parish. So the town hall's always been the central location.
I was asking Dave about that the other night, about the town hall, and he said that, like, the town clerk had his office in his house,
yeah.
And the tax collector
had
his house.
So, treasurer had his house.
So the town hall wasn't even like our